Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you.
It's Monday.
Monday. Oh. What?
Tuesday Eve.
Oh, look at that.
September 22nd, 2025.
Is that too loud for you? Is it good? Is it not good?
Talking
about your headphones.
More snare.
Turn me up in my headphones.
More woofer.
Blaine's going on, Terry.
Hi, how's it going?
You always get to play that role. You never initiate it, so you always get to play Terry.
God, so many people have seen that clip, too. They know exactly what we're talking about.
Blaine's going on, Terry.
Hi, how's it going?
I still don't know the background of that.
I don't either.
Of all the pod here, for those of you that are starting into the podcast world, or maybe you're 2 weeks in, find out who Terry is and who that kid is, and if that kid really lives in that neighborhood, and if that's all an act. Because I'll tell you something: if it's an act, they're both good actors. The kid seems real down and real gangster, and then Terry seems like a traditional white man washing his BMW, wearing a shirt and tie.
Like, who's making money off of the clip?
I don't know. I thought at first it was Andy Milonakis.
Oh yeah,
and I realized
looks
now,
like him a little.
He's based in. When I say based, I mean living in Japan.
God, how old is he? I'm 42. I'm pretty sure he's older than me.
You know what? I think Google will help me with the spelling.
I'm gonna say 45. Michelonis.
It sounds like he would own a Euro restaurant. Paige, any guesses?
40.
Andy Milonakis is 49.
49?
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Yeah. What do I know?
But he doesn't have like a...
5'7" and a 49.
Is that how tall he is? He don't have a condition, right? He just looks young.
Is he just lanky?
He was just short and looked young.
I think he's kind of... Well, he reminds me of that... God, I can't remember his name now. I don't know if you call him an actor or comedian that was... I don't even know what he did except be on game shows. Back in the, I guess, late 70s, 80s. And he's kind of strange looking, if I'm being honest, you know?
Elephant Man?
No. And it's not the guy from Mask either. That was a prosthetic. Not Jim Carrey either.
No,
the one with Cher and
one.
Sam Elliott.
That's the other one.
Baseball cards. It was a good movie.
Like, these social media people figure out the Mr. Goodbar, the guy who says, I've banged every chick in Pennsylvania. And, like, he makes appearances and does all right.
See, but it's weird how that permeates, because you've mentioned that guy before. I had never heard that ever. And really the only influence that would maybe come from, I guess, is the internet. One word. Or my daughter. But she's now, 23, so she's probably not. I mean, now, with two kids, she's not really keeping her ear to the ground when it comes to that stuff either.
Plus, look at the clogger from North Carolina.
She want to put her ear to the ground there, she might get cow doo-doo on her ear.
Oh, God.
Her
ear. Ew.
Like the clogger.
Chicken poo.
There's a guy on social media.
Chicken poo.
People have taken him and recreated him, and he's a real skinny redneck guy with long hair, and he dances a little from side to side.
Yeah.
He is huge. Couldn't tell you who the guy is.
But if you had to market that, like, let's say you're the club that's having Mr. Goodbar appear for a meet and greet or whatever. Like, how do you convey that?
Like, he'll say his line, and when people hear it, or when they hear him talking, like, oh, my God, that's him. Or and they'll come out and, like, take pictures and whatnot.
Like, you know those two kids? I think they're from Jersey. They have, like, hair like a dinosaur.
Yeah, the
Who
twins.
Who are they?
I don't know if they're rappers or what.
I don't
what.
Know what they – I mean, I don't even know their names.
Dinosaurs don't have hair.
People mess with them, though.
Well, as they should. They're asking for it.
They'll film videos messing with them.
I mean, don't, like, go hurt them violently or nothing. They, if they're there filming a little selfie vid or whatever, yeah, I'd go back there and moon them in the background and stuff.
There is one real famous guy like in that world I'd like to talk to just to see how he built it. His name's Two Turnt Tony. And
let's get him on.
You know what? Why do we laugh at influencer names when we look at rapper names?
Yeah.
Like, do you think that Young Gravy, if that was his name and he's just an influencer, we would accept that the way we have as a rapper?
No.
Young Gravy? That sounds kind of...
Young Milky.
That sounds sus to me now, if I'm being honest with you. I wouldn't have Young in my name at all anymore, even if I was still young.
He built it up in 2020.
Even if you spell it Y-U-N-G, it don't matter.
Yeah, people do misspell it. They spell it Young, like
Young
no O. No O in there.
Yeah.
That's another dude. Mm-hmm. But like this guy built it in 2020, and he has millions of like followers and views, and it just like it caught fire. So he's making a ton of money. Now he has an OnlyFans, too, that he branched out into that makes, which we've said before.
You watch that?
No, but I know he's got one. Oh. Gay guys are
they're big.
The market share on OnlyFans? Over half are gay men, which is kind of astonishing to me because I thought it'd be just like dudes.
So what's the ratio on performers versus male and female performers? Like it's still like 75%, 80% women, right?
Yeah, there's more women for sure.
So maybe they're on there watching, trying to learn some tips.
All these revenue streams you think will die out from these social media people? Do they keep going?
Like, look at, I don't remember the movie. Again, this would be a fun little trivia thing. Andy Dick, oddly, that's his real name. He was teaching a class on how to orally please a man with a banana in this movie.
I think his name's Andrew, but either way.
Andrew Dick. Do you know the movie?
It was old school, I believe.
Okay. But that dude was gay. So, women... you know, are learning from gay dudes how to do that. Maybe gay dudes are watching women perform to learn how to do that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to one-up each other.
You know? I mean, a woman's touch is a little different.
Well, literally, that's what they're trying to do is one-up each other. I think a two-up each other would be too old, Paige. Yikes.
No, thank you.
Ouchi-wawa.
That's a fun time.
Ooh.
No, thank
Ooh.
You.
Paige mentioned a young boy. I see him everywhere. Couldn't tell you who he is or what he does.
Or any of the songs.
He's a musician from England, and he became really... Well, he's been around for a long time.
Really?
Yeah. And
wow.
I mean, at least...
See, I thought Youngblood was two dudes.
Because he...
I really did.
He did something a while back with Machine Gun Kelly, and then...
looked up?
No, they did a song a while
that
back that came over. But he's been in the music business for a while, but what really... made me like him is his performance with Ozzy when he sang Changes at the tribute.
So he really is talented?
Like he's very talented, and he just recorded a song with, from Aerosmith.
It seemed to me. I keep hearing that song. They're using it on some commercial.
I know if I dress like him, they'd tell me to go home.
Well, they should. Somebody should have told him a while ago.
If you want to wear a girl's leather pants, I can dress you.
But he doesn't wear a shirt. That's all I'd be wearing.
I don't want to wear boys' leather pants.
Well, a lot of them wear girls' leather pants because I know the pants.
But like so when I see a woman out wearing those black leather pants, be honest, like it's almost like the butts now. 99% of them aren't real, correct? The leather?
I would say yes.
So when you get a woman who's got nice, thick-ass legs, who's wearing that fake leather,
yeah,
does that not eventually going to catch fire there in the crotch? Or at least rub the fake leather grain off the top of it, and they're just going to sit there and have like a gray crotch.
Yeah. Plus, how do you know they're women's jeans? You just assume because they're small?
I can tell by the cut.
Watch your mouth, Paige.
I'm sorry.
We're live.
I saw Billy Bob Thornton said he wears women's
jeans. I've dressed a lot of guys in women's boots, jeans, and different accessories.
Billy Bob Thornton, if he went and hung out on a beach for like six straight months, could play Gandhi in a movie. Have you seen how feeble and small and frail he is?
Yeah, he's real. I didn't meet him when he was here, but
I didn't either. I know somebody who did, and they took a picture with him, and it's like, my God.
He's little as piss.
Yeah, I feel like somebody could open up a can and kick up on him.
So Youngblood just recorded a song with Steven Tyler, Angel. It's really good.
Oh, they're like a
I like their song? One.
It's good.
Their cover? Like he sang it? Youngblood?
They both sang it together.
But so he goes in. He's like that other dude who goes in and redoes somebody's music with them.
No, it's a collaboration.
Right. Well, yeah. Yeah. But
what is the Youngblood and Ass Blood compilation?
That's Ass Blood was
I have no idea
from Kenny Powers.
Those are the sites that you go to.
That's where they talk.
God, hang on now. There's a site like that. I hope there's
well,
like
I mean,
that.
How would you know?
They were at the baseball game, and the baseball scout was talking crap to Kenny, saying you were too old, and Kenny cussed him out, and then Stevie Janowski at the end, kind of to put a little exclamation mark on there, says, yeah, Ass Blood. I think it was in improv. I really do. I think
you're killing
kept it.
Me.
You know what? Let's go with Ass Blood. We love it. Ass Blood's cool. It's original. Sounds like something Matt would scream in traffic when he's making up cuss words like I do.
Yeah, Matt.
Matt, you stupid donut FG.
A little stupid.
I ain't fooling with you, you stupid, stupid.
If I get cussed out by someone like that, I would probably just laugh.
Well, you know, they can't hear you anyway, so.
Stupid.
Like, it's like, figure out words that you can say.
Be the
Think about this. We're not comfortable cussing around kids, some of us. But
I can't help
when they
it.
Get to a certain age, we suddenly. You're an adult now. I'm going to cuss in front of you. At least that's what I've noticed on my journey.
You have to be clever. You can't say real words. I'm can say, oh, shoot.
All right, you're a parent now. You probably say these in your own privacy.
You can't cuss till you have your own kids.
Oh, poop.
But realize that the person can't hear you. Even both windows is down and you're going down the road, chances are they're not going to hear you. So let's figure out if you wanted to say, I'm looking around right now. If you wanted to say
mother's finest,
F you. Okay, you're on the same thing.
Yes.
Let's figure out what words we could say. Like,
I have said mother's finest.
Remember what they did
finest.
With, let's go Brandon. Remember Let's Go Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that kind of died off, didn't it?
Well, I think he did, didn't
people
he?
People forgot who Brandon was.
Well, but if we can figure out what words to scream that to the other drivers would look like the intended bad word, we can say it around our kids.
Speaking of.
Truck you, man. Truck you.
Oh, little side question. Do you do that in front of the grandkids?
What, cuss?
The truck you. Like
no,
mask
I, you know what? I was going to say, I'm about to pull back on that because kids, with the way they do their words, they would almost sound like they're
they'd
saying
say the real thing.
Like
they?
The sparkling thing. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah. Has,
yeah.
You don't have to answer this.
All right, don't do anything I just said, parents. That's not a good idea now I think about it.
Has your daughter said anything, like maybe cussing-wise, and maybe surprised you, or maybe not just like a specific thing, just like a rant maybe or a tirade that you're like kind of like, wow, like hang on.
No. I mean, you know, again, if they're around, the boys are around, I mean, there's usually not – I'm telling you, I'm a big old, and I'm not talking about in the bedroom. I'm a big old softy. I really am.
I thought you were going to say bottom. Have you heard her? Did she say this? Have you heard
her
say
that?
Dude,
you know you're writing on a pen in the dark.
Now, hang on. Let me look.
I'm going to get you.
I can definitely read that.
Now I turn the light on.
Those are two G's, not two sixes, by the way.
I see that.
That is one of my favorite words.
I'm surprised. Can you use that word?
You need to back up for a minute. With what it sounds like you're describing two different words.
Oh, does it? I didn't mean that one. She probably meant that
one. I know that. I don't know which word y'all are saying.
Have you heard that one, by the way?
Leave that. Let's go. And I don't say that in like the way most people say. I mean, let's go and leave this conversation.
I'm fascinated by Paige's use of certain language.
Somebody said, stop putting that in your pockets.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you like, you know.
And it was so funny, and I stared at his mom when she said that to him, and I was like, you need to explain this to me.
I learned my lesson with my daughter because one time I was talking about the old days of Myrtle Beach.
Oh, boy.
And I was talking about a particular club, and later that day we went to lunch, and little girl, you having a good time here in Myrtle Beach?
I love this story.
Oh, no.
No, that's the Disney one. That's two different ones.
Oh, damn.
This one's where.
I thought you did it twice, just like as a bit.
She ended up saying MF when telling the waitress that, or excuse me, server. Actually, it was in the early 2000s, so she was still a waitress.
The good old days.
Daddy was telling us about the club he used to go to called Mother Effers.
No, you didn't. Wait a minute.
You would have said Fletcher's, though, right?
No, I did say Mother Fletcher's, but when the child was saying it, again, you know, a lot of times when kids say the word truck, it doesn't come up.
I want to go to that restaurant.
One Fat Boy's talking about was when I was in the nicest Disney resort that they have down there in Florida, and that one of them frou-frou-ass breakfasts where you're... You know, you had to dress the part and all this stuff.
At breakfast?
Yeah. You're doing it for the kids.
I couldn't mobilize anybody at that time.
Although, she probably doesn't even remember. That's another thing, parents. Don't go above and beyond with the hardcore memories before, like, three. I mean, I'm being serious here.
You're probably right.
Because I paid out the wazoo for my grandson to meet Blippi, and he doesn't even remember. And he's only three. Blippi.
That's what he says.
He still likes Blippi, but he doesn't remember meeting Blippi. And I'm like, here's the pictures. And he's probably thinking, that's AI, and I'm not going to tell Grandpa. Blippi signs.
I like it, too. I like the sub. I like the footlong.
That's Blippi.
Blimpy.
Oh, not the one that would borrow money from... Popeye for hamburgers either.
Like the subs.
Bluto.
So we down there at the resort thing, and I had a family member at the time who collected bells from different places. The hobby later changed to fountain pens because that person realized that it's hard to transport bells in airplanes and stuff for whatever reason. It sounds like you got metal in there jangling around. They get concerned. So, she hates when I tell this story.
You don't have to tell it.
Well, it's early. She's probably out feeding things right now.
Feeding time.
So, I had a little bell there, and it had like the Disney ears on, you know, Mickey's ears on it. That's the little handle thing. And my daughter, who was two-ish at the time, kept wanting to, you know, shake that, you know. So again, it's kind of it's weird. It's Disney and there's characters everywhere, but it's around, but it's bougie. It's weird.
No character.
So you're
breakfast.
Like, hey, we got to settle down over here. Yeah, I know we're in Disney and this is the greatest place on earth and it's expensive. It's crap. But anyway, she's aggravated at me, my daughter. So the server, I believe, still a waitress at this point. But the server comes up and, have we decided yet? You know, the traditional hands under the armpit, arms clenched, mean face going on. And the Disney server says, oh, what's wrong, little girl? Kills the music, make it dramatic. She said, my daddy won't let me play with his ding-a-ling.
Well, thank God.
You know how many people said I killed every kid like that?
You have boundaries.
And I did that thing where I just look at her. I don't look at the server at all. I just look at my child in the eye. And I try to do like that Cyclops thing where I'm kind of like burning her with my eyes and my lasers coming out of my eyes. Like, what'd you just say?
As soon as you heard it.
And then my chair probably would explode because I was way, way, way overweight then.
Oh,
that was the end of your episode right there.
Boom.
She probably thought that was cute.
No, text her. That's not the day I had to go to Disney jail. That was something totally different.
something
totally different.
He won't let me play with his dingling.
We need to speak to you. What does your daddy do?
Who's your daddy and what does he do?
Hey,
who's your daddy? What does he do?
Oh my God. By the way,
I can't.
I think the big thing to remember out of all of that, all of it, let's not remember some of it.
Tell me your children speak in public.
Is that Andy Milonakis is 49.
Yeah, he is.
So if that ever comes up this year, later, Paige, we will know.
Does he still look young? Young-looking son of a bitch.
I wish I could think of the person that even started that conversation. The person, I don't know how to Google it. Comedian or what? It looked like Tiny Tim, but he was real short and had red hair. Just, and it ain't Bonaducci either. That was the text that came in. It doesn't matter. Just awkward-looking, you know. I don't want to say awkward. That sounds mean. But just out of the ordinary.
I forgot what kicked it off, to be honest with you.
Andy Milonakis. And what up, Terry?
Oh, yeah.
That, look at me.
Yeah. Got a tat tat. We in the Getty.
Bra-pow! What's going on, Terry?
Thank you.
Andy Milonakis has 106 million views.
Jesus.
On.
I know the man show
that's
blew him up.
Good.
I don't know what he does now.
Oh, let's not bring that up. Okay.
not the second version. Second version, but yeah. I wasn't a fan of the Stanhope version.
Thank you to the texter on the 828. Real quick, this is, I just Googled it. Andy Milonakis has, I didn't know what GHD was, but it's growth hormone deficiency.
But he's not like a dwarf, is he?
This says it will cause a person's, it says, their physical appearance and voice to resemble an adolescent despite him being an adult. Sounds familiar. All right. Still there. Wow. Goodness. Okay. We're out of time, aren't we?
Yeah, we just usually are.
Okay. You know. We're going to get into the mail sack, the riseguys at AOL.com, and also at some point today, find out what the hell happened on Friday. All right. Paige,
yes, sir.
What is up in the Plex?
Well, we're going to find out what this bus driver did to get himself arrested and punish his students next in your Eyes Guys headline.
He sat in the back of the bus.
Ooh.
The driver.
Boom.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah. I'm Paige, and we begin with a story about a bus driver that got in a little bit of trouble. This is a 75-year-old bus driver in Pennsylvania.
Good Lord.
How do you even get that job? They must need him really bad.
I was going to say, I mean, that's what happens when you don't let high school seniors drive anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
You know how many kids would miss, like...
Yeah, but you didn't ever hear it today, but, like, back then, you never heard about, like, school bus crashes because they were being driven by... And you look at a senior right now in high school, now that you're an adult, you look at a senior in high school and think, that kid could be driving a school bus. They got up at 5 o'clock and went and picked up kids and drove them into school.
How many kids now will be filming, like, you know, TikToks? So we're not going to pick Daryl up this morning.
No crap.
We're going to make him moon as we get on the
bus. Bullying and stuff.
We're going to pull over the bus so I can make out with this chick.
They keep pulling forward and the kid tries to get in the bus to keep moving forward a little bit.
That bit.
God.
All right, so.
Let him drive again.
This driver is in Pennsylvania, and his name is Harvey Slicker.
He's in some hot water.
And Slicker. He is facing charges after police say he threatened the children he was driving to school, and he was going to punish them by cranking up the heat.
God.
But that's not the worst part about
it. Sounds like some crap that would have happened back when the kids were driving the school buses.
That their children got off the bus crying and they were extremely sweaty. I couldn't imagine because they were ages.
I can. You ever drove in a car? Dude, I remember many times my dad not having air conditioning in a car in South Carolina.
Well, they didn't make them at all back, like, what, in the 70s maybe or early 70s?
I don't know. That's a great question. We had cigarette lighters in there, but not air conditioning.
All right, so if you are waiting for your kid to get off the bus, you'd be pretty upset. These kids are ages 5 to 12. They're still, you know, babies in my opinion.
These wheels on the bus go round and round.
And I'm just going to call this guy Slicker because I like it.
You or Slicker.
He told the children, I'm going to cook all y'all.
Oh, see, now that's where you're going wrong there with the verbiage.
Yeah, and then he also threatened to bring a paddle the next day, and authorities say that they noted the threats and actions caused fear of serious injury among several students.
Serious? I mean, like, I'm not saying that I approve of this, but what are the serious injuries? Because, like I said, I used to drive around in damn South Carolina, 100 degrees, no air.
So,
imagine what this looked like. Sitting there just sweating in the mess.
Late 60s, early 70s, it became more common in cars.
Yeah.
Because it was considered a luxury option before that.
Isn't that wild?
It still is now. It costs like $1,000 to replace it.
Well, he told the children that
it's like 10 in a house.
He was going to turn it up. I'm going to cook all of you.
Yeah,
and then he turned the heater on high, which outside it was 74 degrees. So authorities say the temperatures inside
is older than the weather.
The closed bus may have climbed to 95 to 100 degrees with the kids in there.
God, man. Plus, you know, he's probably mean looking. He's got thick, dark glasses he wears, like the tint.
He's probably been driving around since, you know, long time ago.
He was like, I drove your grandparents to school, didn't I?
They created HR probably because of that guy.
I want to make all your sweats before you go to school.
Well, the district fired him.
You're going to be in hot water.
Because the parents were
in Pennsylvania.
Livid. And
I would be, of course, yes.
And the district said, we take the safety of our children and school community very seriously. And we appreciate the parents who reached out to bring this matter to our attention.
Yeah, you want a pencil fight? Let's get the real pencils out and start fighting.
Pay attention to the road, Mr. Ellenberg.
Shut up and get in the bag, kid. I'll give you a real Indian rug burn.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry I used your gubernatorial name.
That's my grandpa driving the bus. Great grandpa.
was charged with simple assault and reckless endangerment, and he won't be driving before the district ever again. It's unclear.
Oh, they retired
him. What set him off at first, but he thought...
probably the news.
He thought maybe the mobile sauna would accomplish something, but it really just installed fear in the children and
it would not be anxiety. A
fun job. Well, I mean, it's one of those things where you can't, you gonna put them in timeout? You gonna stop the bus and take their devices from them? Like, I'm telling you, I feel bad for both parties.
Yeah.
The drivers and the students.
You know what goes on behind, like in the back of a school bus? That's where you became a man.
Especially on a church van.
What? Yeah, well, you lost your virginity on a bus?
No, but everything else happened.
Oh.
Not like to me, but I'm watching other people, you know. That going on.
I know.
They were making out.
If I was a bus driver today, I would be like a cop. I would be like, I need to see your hands in the air at all times. Pretend we're on a roller coaster right now. I know there's no seat belts. I don't know why there's no seat belts.
That's a good point.
We worry about the air conditioning quality, but there's not seat belts on that big old flying vessel. Think about it's a fuselage. Did I say that right? Uh-huh. With seats in there that still look like the 1930s with them old patent leather, fake ass leather. They suck.
Yeah.
It's like Elon going to space and not having like space belts on the SpaceX.
Everything's metal. And then there's no seat belts. And then people are worried about the AC levels. Nah, I get it. I'd be pissed too.
I would drive a short bus, like one trip, boom. I'm not stop and go.
And you're not saying that about the children, but just a smaller bus. Let's say it's for like a small community.
Just like that's the one I want to drive.
In other words, you could hit the brakes and knock all of them into the front with you. Hey, this is your brake.
I feel like they drive them too fast, maybe.
Well, not the ones I'm down behind ever. That's when I start hating 2:30 to 4 o'clock every day in this town.
Why hit y'all homeschool, damn it?
You kids. Your parents are working from home. Why not go ahead and let them teach from home? Don't you agree, Paige?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Teach yourself.
I know teachers, and they work really hard.
I know some that...
I know some that can't.
Can't afford supplies, so...
Yeah.
Check those Amazon wish lists.
You really should.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe Amazon should just give them some free things.
How about that, Bezos?
Yeah, how about that?
What about that?
What about...
Still on your honeymoon?
Still?
Yep.
Out there shooting lines and stuff.
No, he's shooting something.
Yeah.
In her lips, maybe.
All right, thank you.
I didn't say anybody in particular.
Wow. Yeah, he meant like saline, not anything sexual. Oh, all right, thank you,
Paige.
I
didn't think that. Think I'm dirty or
collagen.
Something.
I don't know what they put in there anymore. Thank
what
you.
If you can only afford one lip injection? Are you going top or bottom?
Top.
Your thoughts next.
I do need it in the top, though. I'd pay for
if you,
the top.
If you, I would go top first if I was like doing like a...
You don't want to look like Bubba Gump?
No, if you're doing like a Klarma thing and you're like, we got to make it up. Right, we're going to do the left lip. You're going to look like Elvis for like 2 weeks and then you're going to come back. Baby. We're going to make that top one. But if we started at the bottom, it looked like you were dipping all the time. People would ask you if they could bum a dip off of you.
Oh, hell.
I'm dipping with my lip.
Do you trust people that don't have a top top lip? Topper lip? I almost said topper lip.
I'm losing mine.
It's like the coastline. My grandma started with top lips and ended with none. And I'm talking about up here. Don't be gross. Thank you again, Paige.
He's perverted. I'm sorry.
He's inverted. Fat boy, what is up in the sports?
We'll talk about WrestlePalooza. They've already got somebody going in the Hall of Fame next year. Got our first inductee.
Oh.
So I got a feeling that person probably had a good idea that was going to happen.
I'll tell you what. I know one person that switched over their lifestyle to get the ESPN Plus to watch that. And there's an echo in there. Did you hear that? And they texted me and said that was the worst idea they ever made. It was absolutely not worth it. That regular weekly TV was better than that pay-per-view.
Really?
Yep.
That's what it is now, essentially, a pay-per-view. We're going back to that model.
I mean, that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
You happy, Nick Khan? This is what happened.
Yeah. It's all in your last name. Get it?
Yeah. Star Trek.
Yeah. It reads as Chon.
Your uncle was a Romulan.
Your uncle was the plane, the Fantasy Island, Ricardo Montalban.
He was gone.
He was gone.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. On this day of sports history, when this sucker comes up, we got to talk about it. This day.
Oh, God. Is it Bobby Bonilla?
No, nah, it's not Bonilla. Okay. We missed the Bonilla day.
Oh, man.
Which I think it's got a few more years left on it.
Yeah.
If you don't know, once a year, Bobby Bonilla gets a $1 million contract from the Mets because he backloaded, which is what Ohtani did for his salary, too.
One of the...
deferred a lot of it.
One of the... People thought it was outlandish, but that agent, probably Scott Boras, that was a brilliant move.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't go to Wentworth to get his annuity.
It's kind of like... Remember when Master P was starting to be an agent there for a while? He would ask for some dastardly, crazy things, too, and they would just laugh at him.
He was still trying to play, too, at that point, like catch on with an NBA team.
Didn't he represent... Woo-woo! Didn't he represent Ricky Williams at one point?
I think he did, yeah. And then somebody else.
Who's your agent? Master P. He's going to drive in a big sterling silver tank later today.
The contract, Woody. Billy Martin broke his arm.
Who?
Billy Martin. Billy Martin. Who's Billy Martin?
Inside joke.
I wish we could play the whole thing. Well, I was talking about basketball and football. Clemson? What the hell, Clemson? Billy Martin broke his arm in a bar fight. Do you know who the fight was with?
Steinbrenner?
No, it wasn't. It was with, dang it.
Knowing him, probably a black man.
Ed Whitson.
Oh, no. Not at all.
This is at the Cross Keys Inn in Baltimore, Maryland. They were fighting in the bar.
The Cross Keys Inn.
Yep. And they were both drunk, but... Whitson got the worst of it because he got a rib separated and another one fractured.
A rib separated? I've never even heard that before. That is like breaking a wishbone.
And a fractured hand. Billy Martin got the less of the injuries. But
was he a player for Billy at the time? Or was he Billy still playing? What year was it?
Yeah, this was 1985.
Oh, no. He was managing the Yankees then.
And Whitson signed a 5-year, $4.4 million contract with the Yankees before the season. Mm. And he was underperforming.
He had a big-ass mustache. So like they were a cop.
They were both in the bar drinking. And then Billy just got on his ass. If you don't know Billy Martin, he's an OG.
Yeah, if you don't know it, you're not a sports fan. Certainly shouldn't have a talk show. And you want to see one of the coolest things ever, 1972 Topps baseball card of Billy Martin. The guy's brilliant. He's flipping off the camera, and they have no idea. They didn't notice it for years that he was holding that ball bat, flipping the bird.
You know what this reminds me
of? Billy Ripken?
Well, not
them
only that.
Billy's was always messing around on their ball cards.
Remember the NASCAR group photo? Old Tim Richmond?
Yeah.
Look at that. Google Tim Richmond NASCAR photo, and it'll pop up. And if you look closely, he lays something on somebody's shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, quite literally.
And I'm not like, you know, like overselling it.
No, like, it's there. And it's before they thought the internet was going to be a thing.
God, who? It's going to drive me nuts.
I wanted to say it was Lake Speed.
Because, I mean, there's like a bunch of them together. While I find that, WrestlePalooza was over the weekend, ESPN. I don't have numbers on it. I wanted to see what the numbers were. And, I don't God dang it, I can't tell who this is.
A couple of people texted in and said they enjoyed it. I said one guy's opinion who said they thought it was a glorified TV show. It wasn't very good. And they spent, like, 15 minutes just talking in the crowd with people. I guess the Undertaker had a live mic, was going around talking to people or something.
It was Neil Bonnet in the picture.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Hold on.
Neil had passed away.
That's sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, man, that's awful.
He got into was it Daytona that he passed away at?
Or Talladega? Yeah, dude. It was right after he and Earnhardt had joined forces, essentially, right?
And he crashed.
Yeah.
I think it was practice he crashed.
You know, his grandma invented butter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
blue.
That was
blue
his bottom. Grandma. Yeah.
You know, Stephanie McMahon is inducted into the 2026 Hall of Fame for next year. Or announced, at least. They said The Undertaker announced it. I don't know why Paul wouldn't announce it, but I guess it would look too inside if he were to do it. I don't know.
Like it doesn't now.
Yeah, really.
I mean.
Which, look, you got to put her in. I mean.
Yeah, but.
You better put Shane in, too.
The Halls of Fame, you know what they do? They do nothing but divide us further.
I mean, it's Arthur like, Blank put himself in his own. But
it's like having an election on pop culture every year. I mean, it really is. They're not rock and roll. Why are you putting them in the Hall of Fame? What? You're putting Pac-Man in the toy Hall of Fame before you put Superman? What the hell? I want to riot in the streets.
What do you think of Undertaker?
People get crazy about it. Yeah. Same thing with the Emmys and the Grammys and all that bullcrap.
What do you think of Undertaker now, like his persona? He's heavily involved.
I could say this, and I don't know it's true, but I guarantee it's true that he regrets keeping kayfabe for that, especially that 10-year period where he never did talk shows, never appeared outside of character.
He feels like he's making up for lost time.
Absolutely he is.
I don't like the fact that, you know, it's he and his wife on his pod now, but I guess they were going to do it that way when they bought it.
I hope that dude, I think it was from North Carolina, if that what you said?
I think so.
I hope he got taken care of because they sold the podcast to WWE TKO, and that had to have a nice chunk of change attached to it. It made it part of their universe.
Is that the route everybody goes now, the couples podcast? Like, is that what we need as far as, you know, I mean, come on.
Well, I'd be SOL.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.